Thank you for joining us as we continue our series on what man is to believe concerning God. And this morning in particular, we begin what will be four videos on justification. Luther said, as I mentioned yesterday, justification is the doctrine on which the gospel stands or falls. And as you look through the history of Christianity, when the church has become muddled on the topic of justification, there has been great confusion. There has been great error. Confusion and error always lead to some form of cruelty. So this morning, let us take care as we think about the doctrine of justification. And so let's read question 70. What is justification? Justification is an act of God's free grace unto sinners, in which he pardons all our sin, all their sins, accepts and accounts their persons righteous in his sight, not for anything wrought in them or done by them, but only for the perfect obedience and full satisfaction of Christ by God imputed to them and received by faith alone. So we begin by seeing justification as an act of God. As when we get to sanctification, so justification, adoption, sanctification, when we get to sanctification, we shall see it is a work. It is a process that begins when a sinner is justified and adopted. And so justification is an act. It's a punctiliar, one point in time thing. Of God's free grace unto sinners. The righteousness of God through faith in Christ, Jesus Christ, for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. And to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteous. And so we see this act of God freely acted upon sinners, in which he pardons all their sins and accepts and accounts their persons righteous in his sight. And so he pardons them, again, as we'll see, not for anything done in them, done by them. He accepts them and he accounts their persons. So it's reckoned, accounted here. And this is important because this is one of the chief differences between medieval Roman Catholic theology and the Reformation. Medieval Catholic theology is that there was an infusion that began the work and they became fitted for being accepted. Here, it is all of Christ, and there's no infusion of grace in justification. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. And that is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. That's Jeremiah 23. Romans 4. Just as David also speaks to the blessings of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. That is, in Christ Jesus, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And then, you know, I could read here Romans 3:22-28, but I'm going to save that for a moment. Because I've already read 22-25, so let's look the former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. We'll deal in a subsequent question with what is justifying faith, and so forth. But again, it's not for anything wrought in them. So he doesn't begin a work in them and then save them. He takes dead sinners. Nor is it anything done by them. He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we are made into heirs, only for the perfect obedience of Christ. So it's Christ's obedience, nothing in us, it's Christ, who made a full satisfaction for our sins, and imputed to us by God. So his perfect obedience, his full satisfaction, is what is accounted to us, imputed to us. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised. And finally, it's received by faith alone. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. So we also have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law, because by works of the law no one will be justified. And so we have been justified by grace through faith, not anything done in us, not anything done by us. It is all of Christ, so that Christ is our boast, nothing in us. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at what man is to believe concerning God. Thank you, and God bless.